Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We got drive moment. Very interesting one. Husbands taking their wives' surnames in South Africa. Is our society ready? Let's give you context, ne? I think then it will make sense. So two Free State men will now use their wives' surnames. Khomotsa must be very happy after their spouses successfully challenged the constitutionality of Section 26 of the Registration of Births and Death Acts, which they say is, among other things, archaic and patriarchy. It's also the word that is used. Mm-hmm. And you hear a lot of women using that word. Okay. I heard a woman using it this morning before breakfast.
Patriarchy.
Yeah, patriarchy. So the wives, together with their husbands, challenged the constitutionality of Section 26 of the Registration of Births and Deaths Act due to alleged discrimination. And the first and second application were married in 2021, but were unable to have the husband assume the wife's surname due to Department of Home Affairs restrictions. Their daughter carries a surname they did not intend to be their family name. So the two couples argued that the act and the regulations perpetuate gender norms set by a patriarchal mm-hmm. society that entrenches gender inequality. So they alleged that this amounted to discrimination based on sex and gender, violating constitutional equality rights. So, and then on completing their marriage certificate, they realized that though a provision was made legally for the female spouse to change her surname, no such provision existed for the male spouse, which is very interesting because obviously it's an assumption that they made that no, mm-hmm. automatically a woman is going to change her surname. Mm. A man is not going to. So Judge Joseph Mhlambi said he was satisfied that the two couples had established their entitlement to the relief sought and found that the provision are inconsistent with the constitution due to gender-based discrimination. And I can just finish here by saying the court also ordered the Department of Home Affairs to amend the relevant surnames as requested. So I'm sure what lofone la Cyril. It's a very long one, ne?
But we do a lot.
Yeah.
We do a lot.
How about it's simple, ne? Yeah. For those pela abanye pela benu pela you are African. Hey, surname this, surname that. Mm-hmm. Now in daughter, now Melichenge is in. What's your surname, KG? Yeah? You're taking your time.
Shabang.
Yeah, Utlen is so good. Shabang. Sing Shanyak Shat, I mean, I'm talking about Shabang.
Would you do it? Let's simplify it. Mm. Would you use. Let's say you get you.
Never.
In a relationship.
But I don't have an issue with it. I ain't changing my surname.
No, let's say you're not changing it. Let's talk about double barrel.
It's not going to happen. Often when it's double barrel, I'm very happy. If you marry someone and they want to keep their surname,
wow.
Yeah. For me, it's not a big deal.
Why are you not comfortable with it?
What, Mina? Mm. Change your surname?
No, you're not changing
Chinaba,
it.
Chinaba,
Tingiswai.
Or never. Agimuzul.
Yeah,
no,
I
no,
feel like we're doing too much.
No,
I feel
it's not
like
going to happen.
If there are things that we keep moving these goalposts, and maybe it's because there's been so much injustice in the world, we are crying for absolutely everything. I know people that have changed their names and surnames mm. without a problem.
Yeah.
I know people that don't like their names their parents gave and they were able to change them. No issue. And I thought it was the same for even marriages, because you can retain your surname. Nobody forces you to change your surname.
Mm. Yeah.
So I just find like we are doing a lot. That's how I find it. I find like we are doing quite a lot. I know that I'm not going to pay lobola. As a result, I don't have any expectation of the man to take my surname. No matter how big I become, no matter how rich I become, I do not.
So
I don't want it.
I'm just curious to find out, why would a man want to use his partner's surname? I find it interesting. Like, Do you know what I mean?
I've got a sexy surname. My surname is very easy. It's
no,
man,
it has nothing to do with me.
It has nothing to do
with me.
It's such a boring name.
And sometimes,
right?
It just sounds nicer.
Maybe say, is that the reason booze or shopping is
But why would a man decide to do that? I really want to know.
Let's find out.
Why would you, as a man,
want to
be comfortable?
Why would you be uncomfortable though?
No, but that's why. I want to ask. Why would you want to do that? I'm not talking about being uncomfortable. Why would you, as a guy, decide to be a miso?
Breaking norms.
Only shabalala.
Breaking norms.
Not breaking them for who?
I don't know.
San shabalala miso.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I get. Yeah. No, I mean it's one of those things. Let us know 0636880.
Because I think what I've also picked up, and I think maybe these are conversations that you should have from the beginning.
Absolutely.
I.e., if you want to have a double barrel.
Yep.
You know, can you imagine that 15 years into the marriage, then your partner says, I also want to add my surname. I want the do you understand?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's about, because you know the woman that you met 20 years ago, who today maybe is like 48, 50, is a different person.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they've achieved something in their life and they feel emboldened. You know.
That's so, you. I must take that as a name.
So yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's a must. That you could, because maybe when you come through and you say you're Skumba Miso,
okay,
it opens doors for you. I mean, maybe there is
good
a strategic
point. Keep those doors
a
good closed. Point. Keep them closed.
It's a, yeah, it's a good point. Maybe if I also maybe marry into a rich family like a Motsepe.
Ken, Motsepe Mandela, ang chinche sibongo sami.
Why?
With all due respect, I feel comfortable with Skumba Zotlo. Ni right.
Eh, Skumba waphahla, guys. Akafuna ukwatisa amadlo bazo. Uthi,
I can't imagine. Niyothini
kubo gogo?
Umtsepe.
Yo, guys, I can't imagine it. And they call me archaic, that's what they said, right?
Yeah.
Call me old school, call me whatever.
Hi, Gabi.
Hi, guys. Everyone I know.
Would you use a double barrel surname?
Double barrel? Not so much. Like,
if you get married, you're still going to remain as a miso?
No, I'll take my husband's surname.
Okay.
So, which one?
I get by the if.
Guys,
next, because the anung it's too much.
Please
next.
Drop us voice notes. Thank you.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Drive momentre. Husbands are taking their wives' surnames in South Africa. Is our society ready? We've got a call.
I don't know if we're ready. We've got a call. Call us.
In Mtata.
No ways.
Yeah, and that's why I'm funding. Where's Abe?
Hey, Ken.
Unjan funding?
Call Unjan data.
I worry, I'm a good man, Abe.
Why is Abe worried, Ken? Why is Abe worried?
I worry, I'm a good man, funding. What's your take on our topic?
Ken, Skumba, so my take is this. There's two people in the world.
Yeah.
There's people that want to change the world. There's people that want the world to remain as is. So, for me, I take this as that. Where people want to identify as females when they are males, etc., etc. But if they feel they need to change this, they can do it. But it must not borderline on the people that don't want to do it.
So,
personally, I wouldn't do it. Thank you.
Siyabulela tata ne.
Hey,
tada, yeah,
thank you, thank you.
Bas funele
emtata.
Starter AP, which one?
The red one.
The red one. Oh, they're always red here. Lapa SABC is the blue. We are in Tembisa. Hey, Bongi.
Nda, what's that?
Hurini muhali.
Ah, bufua, rukombe la uduangangini.
Yo, Sunderland likes Skumba, was changa. Okay, carry on. Nikwi.
Nani problem.
Hello, hello, hello.
Mela bafethu angifuni ukuntshela manga ngiyamfunga umkhulu iboyfriend kagogo ngiyengiyenze le nto le.
Why?
Ayi le nto igcine eyitorini naseyinganekwanini bebasixoxela zona kudala. Cabanga mfethu uma sekuthiwa uyashona kusasa uyohlangana nabakini mangabe khona la vele nihlangana khona sebathi kuwe bakuvulela amavesi ebhayibhili batho benamahloni ngathi emhlabeni nathi soba namahloni ngaye la sihleli khona. Cabanga mfethu into enjalo.
But it's not about you being Namahloni Ngabo, but it's just you using your wife's surname.
No, Skumba. ikhona wena ke into le wena ungasuku uhamba
usuku no mina asiyeke le yami ngikhuluma ngawe
no mina angiyenze sikhumba ngangenza into engayibonanga yenziwa into eza njengabantu ngoba manje sekuthiwa manje hey we living in the modern times mean that's why imvula inganethi kuba neyinto manje nesimungu isifana ibo ni kanjani manje into ethembele
ngoku
the re-caching smoke. Hey, the same thing. That's why there's no
rate round.
Would you like it if your husband, or would it be something that you were for if your husband?
It's up to him.
Harry, I want to be Kumar.
Absolutely up to him.
Really? Are you paying the lobola?
So you're cool with it.
Yeah, I probably question. Have more cattle than him. So
you'll pay the law?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yes, half of this one ain't got a chance.
Yes, it's HIV. Yes.
You're going to keep it low ball. Salan, you're going to keep it low.
First of all, no, absolutely not. You're not taking my surname. You must be in daughter. I'm marrying into your family. I therefore become Mrs. What. Besides, I won't respect a man that takes my surname. Please, let's stop this nonsense.
Either just fun saga or ratuhel. Marai, mamkize fun saga city.
I'm generally not tied to their surnames, and Nababa's goods is boy happy, so they're not interested in whatever the surname is. It has no meaning for them. Maybe that's why they can change it. But also, if I'm a man, I'm going to marry a Mandela woman. I also want that surname because he doesn't want to be a Mandela. So I guess it's easy to change it if that surname is powerful. But yeah, I'm all for it, man.
Hi, guys. Isibongo sithathwa uloba ampathalele ilobola ngeke mina ngikhiphe ilobola bese ngizothatha isibongo semama angeke nje yenzeke into enjalo isibongo sithathwa ulo abampathalele ilobola
ngithi mina angeke ngishintshe isibongo sami angeke lo mfazi uzosishintsha angeke
because that's the question that Khomuza was asking right about lobola who pays for the lobola
definitely
let's say you help me financially I know of ladies that help their guys sure. financially to babhatala lobola because time it is pressures from if family like our sister to say yeah ngeke uhlale nomuntu angakulobolanga and all those things and the sister like yazin I do have money as umuntu wami but mina 50,000
asivale
labantu umlomo so that we stay in peace and in that situation
No, you know what? The truth is, ne, if your woman was to help you, come a lobola, it's between the two of you.
Sure.
She's not. Yeah, because yo, once the other people find about it,
even for you, the way you would be ridiculed for paying your own lobola.
Yeah.
So keep it amongst yourself.
Yeah.
Do not expose it to anybody. People do what they need to do.
Yeah.
But I think that as long as I'm not. It doesn't become a norm that we must all abide for. Whoever wants to do whatever can do whatever, but it will be, sure, a different thing. It's really different.
And as guys, those that may be listening right now and you want to use your lady's surname, go ahead, Acham. There's nothing wrong.
Who is it?
There's nothing wrong. Okay. There's nothing wrong.
Is it?
What's wrong are you?
But the way the guys are passionate about, I will not.
But even the women.
I will not take that surname. Maybe that's how the men and the women who went to the court felt. They were that passionate about it that why must I use Rogers?
And is there women who ran to the courts, eh?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Because the men were desperate to use.
Is there women who ran to the courts?
The men were desperate to use their surnames.
The sister Ratini?
The sister Ratini, my love, you want to use my surname? And they're forbidding you. I will go fight this fight.
Hmm.
And she went.
There is a reason behind it.
I like what I was saying.
Yeah, there I think what I find reason. Intriguing was the voice note that we got.
Yeah.
When someone said, maybe you don't know where your surname is from or what
Absolutely.
It means, right? I thought that was okay. That's really deep.
For the black people will struggle.
Yeah, but
black people will struggle with this.
Yeah, I would. Like, what you think? I'm going to say,
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Look, I'm an African man, and as far as I understand, you can correct me if I'm wrong, a man shows appreciation to the woman's parents by paying lobola. In return, the woman takes up the man's surname, and that shows respect. Now, if my woman wants me to take her surname, then I think the tables must change. They must turn.
No, guys. Hey, as women, I think Lama right. Sometimes I feel like we are just doing too much, man. I don't know. Because if we follow tradition, guys, in fact, even white people, the women change is the name. It's because they are marrying you. Isn't it even worse? Because as a woman, they pay lobola to your parents to take you as the bride. Uamgeliwe, kenzo whatever that needs to be done.
Never. Even though the tricky part, some of us now, we are using our mother's surnames. We are not using our father's surnames. Mm. Yeah, so it's a tricky one, but never. Just imagine, say, look, I'm trimming up on Sadi Quad. Ever told about Bahama, Bahami, so low energy.
You know what I like about this rights, women rights, and constitutional this and that is the fact that today you find that marriages are really hard to come by. Very, very few guys commit into marriages because it looks like we are being married now. So at the end of the day, I think let them have their rights and then let them marry themselves. Sizohlala sisingle thina abanye.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.